Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Test the spirits? That sounds a bit creepy, or just plain weird. It seems like something outside the normal person's expertise and abilities. Maybe we should leave such a thing to scientists, although perhaps we would find that most scientists have moved beyond a belief in the spirit world. Maybe we need to call the Ghostbusters. Seriously, today's encouragement from God's Word through the pen of a man named John is a vital matter that has critical consequences. God, who himself is spirit, tells us that there is a spirit world. He tells us that not every spirit comes from him, not every spirit is good and faithful, trustworthy and true. The chief of those evil spirits is called the devil, or Satan. He is an angel who was created good, but rebelled against God and was cast out of heaven. Satan and those evil angels, often called demons or devils, who followed him now roam the earth seeking to lead people away from God. They do their destructive work by speaking lies about God to deceive people about the way to have a peace-filled relationship with God. They most often do their deadly work through human beings called false prophets. But how do we test spirits? Not by their personality, eloquence, passion, or sincerity. Test the spirits by the message that is spoken. God's Word, the Bible, reveals God's truth in Jesus Christ. Jesus is the truth. During his life here on earth, he spoke the truth from his own mouth. Now from heaven, he still speaks through God's Word recorded in the Bible. He speaks through true and faithful messengers who believe the Bible to be truth and speak it clearly and correctly. Not everybody who claims to speak the truth of God speaks truthfully. Some are counterfeits. People trained to spot counterfeit currency are first trained to thoroughly and accurately know the genuine thing. Because of this training, they can easily pick out the fake. John, as a dear friend, encourages us to compare the message we hear with the message of God in the Bible. That means we need to read and know our Bible. We need to diligently seek out and surround ourselves with teachers who know the Scriptures and speak God's truth faithfully. We need to connect ourselves to churches that seek out and speak God's gospel truth. True spirits will point us to the truth, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior from sin and the source of every blessing. Lord Jesus Christ, we daily need your help. Help us to test the spirits by knowing your truth and then comparing what we hear to what you say. Give us wisdom and discernment as we seek to grow in our relationship with you. In your saving name, amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.